mainly folks. I've divided it into sort of two groups. We've got one group who are have been invited to speak kind of perhaps in the main about the groups that they are part of, and then later on we'll have some more sort of personal testimonies. So Dion, I've lost where you are. Oh, there you are. Dion, would you like to come and share about Welcome Cafe?
It is always such an encouragement to look back over a year and to see the way that our faithful God has been at work in our lives and in the lives of others. And this year in particular for Welcome Centre, as it was when it started, but Welcome Cafe, has been important and special because we are 30 years old. And in April, we had a celebration, April, May, I think it was, we had a sort of a celebratory party to celebrate the event itself. So many people have been part of this team over the years, helping in all sorts of ways. But at the moment this year, we particularly thank God for Stan Davies, who now serves us in cooking the hot lunches, and he does it on a voluntary basis, because if he didn't and he wasn't doing it, I'm afraid we would not be able to do the hot meals anymore. We continue to steadily welcome new customers, and it's lovely to have them with us. We really rejoice as we see new friendships being formed and companionship enjoyed week by week as they come. Most of them are people who live on their own. We see God at work in the support and encouragement that he's given, especially when there are times of illness for some of the folk or other challenges of life. We now see many of our customers stay when we have the occasional communion service following the lunch, and we trust that God, the Holy Spirit, is speaking to them. It's been a good year. And for myself, if I may, just briefly, the first line of one of the verses of our first hymn said, "Tell out my soul the greatness of his word." And I'd just like to encourage all of us, including myself, to regularly read and to try and learn God's word, because in that way, he has that extra tool to speak to us. It's not been an easy year. It's not been a dire year, but it's not been an easy year this last year. And I don't know how many times a verse has come to really encourage me. I keep a journal of the times when something very specific has come. So I was looking through that and I thought, gosh, isn't that lovely the way he's used that? And then as I was sitting there this morning, I remembered the verse of the year last year. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." So no wonder I've been encouraged over and over this last year when verses have come to mind and changed my day and changed my attitude and what have you. It really is worth getting stuck into. Not just reading, but trying to learn his word. It's so precious and exciting.
This is a testimony from Renew, which meets on a Thursday. The word of phrase, and this is not a crib from what Ali said earlier, I wrote this 3 days ago, that stays with me is God is faithful. If you remember nothing else from this, please remember that, because that's what I feel God has been faithful to Renew this past year. On Thursday this week, as Renew took place, I looked around the room. 15 guests were enjoying chatting and doing their own crafts or playing dominoes. The usual soup and rolls and extra cakes and mince pies were appreciated in the cafe area. The warm welcome from the hosts and the fact there's always someone to chat to if the guests want it is invaluable. There are always crafts and activities available if people want them. The time of reflection and prayer is participated in by at least half our guests. And the lovely thing is that all the guests seem to revere that time, even if they don't attend. Due to the constraints of the room, we have to ask everyone to be quiet for 10 to 15 minutes, even if they don't actually attend, but no one objects. For me, the fact that this time is respected and there is huge. Guests know we are a church and the provision is there, but they also know that it's okay not to join in and they feel relaxed about that too. But the real testimony, the testimony of what goes on was the first part, but the real testimony is that we were open this Thursday, the first Thursday in January. The Renew Road during parts of 2024 was rocky, very rocky. We had many, many conversations, lots of prayer, and a survey from National Review. And even a secret shopper who came to visit us anonymously, but we sussed her out really quickly, to see how it was run. We seriously wondered if we would be able to continue in 2025. I'm not going to detail all that happened, because that wouldn't be edifying it, but suffice to say that at times, and quite long periods of time, it was hard. But sometimes hard is good, even if not enjoyed. Hard makes us lean on God. Hard makes us seek God. Hard makes us pray and evaluate our commitment to something. Hard makes us really think. So yes, for Renew, 2024 has had its mega challenges. But as said at the beginning, God is faithful. We are still open in 2025 with a committed team, and we're looking forward to what God may bring for us in 2025. So praise the Lord.
To hear about the groups that go on during the week, especially if you're kind of not around or not coming along to them. So Tony's going to come and share about his encounter group. We have several, but Tony was the only one who came back and said yes, he would share something. But then we've got encounter groups, and if you're interested in kind of getting to know folk and stuff, you know, then do come and speak to Danny about what that might entail, and getting yourself engaged in one of these groups, because Tony's about to tell us what good stuff goes on.
Yes, for those of you who don't know, I'm part of an encounter group that meets every 2 weeks, face to face. There are about 10 of us in the group: Avril, Stephanie, Roberta, Audrey, Marianne, Brenda, Margaret, Frank and Stacey, and myself, currently. We start by opening with drinks and snacks, follow that up with a Bible study, and then prayer time, changing the order as we see fit. We normally pray for each other as individuals, as well as family members and other friends. In addition to meeting every 2 weeks, we also have a WhatsApp link, which we can use for more immediate concerns if required. Over the past year, we've been praying for all individual members, as well as family members and family friends and church situations. In many cases, we have prayed for multiple situations, not just one particular member or one person's problems, as it would appear that each of the 10 of us have had multiple problems. We have been blessed by the answers to prayer, and which we've received on a regular basis, enabling us to become a more tightly connected group who are more trusting and open with each other, as God faithfully answered our requests. Sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, and differently to what we expected, but always to the benefit of those involved. God has been faithful and helped us grow as a group over the year, and I have no doubt will continue to do so next year, as some of the outstanding prayers are still works in progress, but we have learned more about how prayer works and to be faithful in trust and belief in its power.
to say, if you'd like to be part of a group that has that strong connection, that strong prayer network, then yeah, have a chat with Danny. These are the really, really amazing places and groups to be a part of. And another group that's an amazing thing to be a part of is Jean, who kind of orchestrates the Persecuted Church prayer group on a Friday morning. So you come to share a little bit about what goes on there, what God's been doing with you in this last year.
Morning, everybody. It's been really encouraging. Each Friday morning we have a prayer time, and it's been so great to have other people to share with, to pray about the rest of the world. I don't know about you, but sometimes it's really hard to know what to pray. We pray for the countries where Christians are most persecuted, and we use the Open Doors list. So 1 to 50 countries are on that list. We haven't covered them all yet. But I can find it quite difficult to pray meaningfully. If, you know, some of these prayer diaries that you get sent, today you pray for Borneo, tomorrow you pray for somewhere else and somewhere else. So I found that having to research and look up the details of a country and then I print it off, it's usually a bit too detailed sometimes. But I always look for a testimony, because that's an encouragement to us all. And it's a wonderful encouragement to all of us to hear how someone in Iran or Afghanistan becomes a Christian, etc., etc. And then Bill finds something on the television for us to look at. And one of the things I've always prayed about is for Muslims, that when they read their Quran, they will come across Jesus' name. And guess what? Last time we met, there was a testimony from a man from Afghanistan, who said that's exactly what happened to him. He was reading his Quran. He was a genuine Afghanistan Muslim. And he got to Jesus' name, and he just felt, I need to know more. And he began to research, and eventually, hallelujah, he became a Christian. So I felt God had encouraged me there, and I was really pleased. And also having other people to pray with is such a blessing. And so I praise the Lord for all of that. And I do want to share one personal thing, because it's absolutely miraculous in my heart. On Christmas Day, my sister came. And I have been a Christian over 60 years from an atheist background, and she has never, ever allowed me to talk about it. I have never been able to tell her how or why I became a Christian. And suddenly, out of the blue, she said, well, how did you become a Christian? I couldn't believe it. So I was able to tell her. I didn't go into too much detail. I didn't want to put a write off. But then she asked Bill the same, and he told her. And then she changed the subject. Fair enough, I have prayed for her every week of my life since I became a Christian. And that, in a way, is just a wonderful answer to prayer. So I'll praise God for that too.
Amazing. It's amazing how God suddenly answers a prayer, and we're almost taken aback by it, I think, sometimes. But we shouldn't be. But there we go. Judy, if you can come and tell us a little bit about what's been going on in Kids Church.
So, God is faithful. That's the theme of the day, I guess. Often quietly faithful through changing and challenging circumstances. I think that's what I'm going to say. We have a core of about 9 children, and then there will be more that come some weeks, maybe less. But just roundabout, and I'm not going to mention them all by name. But there are two parts of this that I want to say. First of all, I want to praise God for his faithfulness in providing what the greatest need was, which was willing people to come out and help. And I have got an absolute fabulous team of willing people that come out and help me. Even so willing, they'll say, why haven't you asked me to come out? I want to come out. Okay, It's absolutely amazing. And I will say, Viv and Marianne and Jean Williamson and Carol and Izzy too have been fantastic. So that's a God provision, but it's also a thank you to you for being part of the family. We're all part of this family. And I like what Ali said about this at the back being a family space. Now, the kids are amazing, aren't they? Are they quiet? Are they just getting on with it? We've only had one biscuit so far, so it's really good. So the kids are great. So thank you to the kids because they're fabulous. I do want to say thank you to Ali and Andy, who have supported Kids Church by taking family services, by doing the thing in the summer. And that's the thing that gives me a break. Well, it just adds another dimension to who we are. So I do thank you for that and for your support of how we're doing and what we're doing. There are two or three children that I do want to mention. I don't want to embarrass them. They're not even listening to me, so it's fine. They won't know I've said it. They're so into their clipboards and their doodahs. I want to first of all mention Cheyenne, who isn't here. This year, so I guess what I'm kind of saying is there haven't been bells and whistles this year. There haven't been great hallelujahs about what we've seen God do, but I've seen quiet, gentle, faithful provision and quiet, gentle, faithful change within some of the children. So Cheyenne, I want to mention, I'm looking there because that's normally where they sit. Oh, no, he's not there. Cheyenne, who this year has regained his personality back from the surgery he had. He lost it. He wasn't Cheyenne anymore. But Cheyenne is much more sturdy on his feet, much more confident, much more communicative. And this is the gentle, quiet, faithful provision of God to do this for individuals. I also want to mention Tafumi, who's not even noticed that I've said his name, and I won't make it any more than that. We've seen Tafumi this year grow in confidence. He can handle change much better than when he first came. He comes out and he doesn't know where he's going to go and what he's going to do, but he handles it really well. He doesn't always ask for a biscuit, which was his security. In fact, now it's like he looks at me to go, are you sure? Can I have one? Yeah, you can have one. So he has really grown in confidence. And I say that as an encouragement to all of us, but also to the family as well. So he's doing great. Let's see. Oh, don't get emotional. Why get emotional? I don't know. Yes, sorry, Carol. It's because I stood by you this morning. It's rubbed off on that shoulder. I think we have to just look at Hope. I know Hope has never been in Kids Church yet, but she's part of Kids Church. Look at the fabulous miracle that Hope is.